Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. I'm your host, Adam, and you're listening to episode number 59. Today with me, we've got Matt, Angel, Alex, and Kyle. What's up, guys?
Hey, I just want to take this time to say I wish this was episode number 69 for my special lady, Zelda Williams. let's face it, 69, I want her sucking on my wiener. I would like to lick down there at the same time. Is it too much to ask? Zelda Williams.
Fan pic.
Marry him, please.
You heard it. You heard it.
Listeners, we need fan pics.
What we need is listeners to contact Zelda Williams. Tell her what's up.
What we need
tell her
is
I'm interested.
Zelda
I'm available.
Williams listening.
Right. And she could, yeah.
Yeah.
She's very, very attractive.
Hey, she's...
So
Seattle's a cool place.
Case,
why don't you move
in case
here?
You didn't see it, I posted it up on Facebook. There is a Ocarina of Time 3D commercial voiced by Robin Williams, and the theme of the commercial is that Robin Williams apparently named his daughter Zelda after the game, and she's very—he
really did.
She's very, very attractive.
That's very, very
she's
true.
A cutie.
That he
she's
did do that.
Insanely attractive.
Yeah.
I'd go as far as to say the most attractive girl.
Produced by
I don't know Olivia Wilde's pretty good.
Look, by extension,
Williams.
By extension, this podcast is named after her as well.
So Robin Williams named us because he likes video games?
No.
Yeah.
Robin Williams named his daughter after Zelda by the transitive property because we named our podcast after Zelda.
Uh huh.
And so if A equals B and B equals C, well then we'll.
Leave it to
go.
Alex to fucking bring
that's
it to
that's what a science
a
master's
math
degree gives you, listeners. Go for it.
No,
that's a fucking master's degree, you dipshit.
She's much more attractive than Alex's hot cousins.
I don't know.
Thank goodness.
Okay, if things don't work out with me and Zelda Williams, which I'm not saying they won't.
I swear to God, if my cousins are listening to this, I am so sorry.
But if things don't work out with Zelda Williams, you know, it's not settling, but... It's like moving across the board. It's not a step down. Mm-hmm. It's like,
they're,
you know,
they're
equals.
Equal
I
to
will,
each other. Right.
Right. I'd like a hot cousin in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, you're
specifically
you just,
Alex's hot cousins. I really want to bone them.
Stop it. You're just trying to be nice. And you know it.
Right. They're better. Sorry, Zelda Williams.
So
Alex's hot cousin's way hotter than you.
So before we move on, let's wish a happy birthday to Kyle. Because
it's
his birthday today.
Here he is on the podcast, 20 years old for the first time
aww,
in his life.
So young. So innocent.
So nubile.
So sexy.
And so we bought him some O'Doul's, a non-alcoholic beer.
Good.
Just kicking
good.
Back and
which you need to be 21
O'Doul's.
To buy, by the way.
Yeah. Well, it's got a little, I don't know.
It's got like a sliver of rubbing alcohol.
It probably tastes as bad as regular beers.
Yeah. Probably tastes like Miller High Life.
Yeah.
And also, listeners, let us take a moment and remember our dear friend Nicholas, for he is in the hospital. A moment of silence, please.
He was in the hospital.
Shh, moment of silence!
He's not dead.
Shut up!
Give a moment of silence for people who aren't alive. Okay.
Fucking idiot.
We don't know that. I'm going to text him right now and see if he's dead. no, he was in the I took him to the hospital on Friday, but he's fine.
For an unrelated issue.
Yeah.
Dealt with
so what
fist.
He was doing, I hear, is he was going out at night and whacking
fighting
mailboxes with the bat and like killing strippers and getting their money and all that good stuff. But then he got.
Oh no!
He
no,
got
that was me.
By the
I just blamed him.
Oh, okay.
No, okay. It's not that bad, guys. What he was doing is Nick's a hardcore junkie. He was using a lot of heroin. He used the wrong needle.
Right.
Yeah, he's using the wrong needle. He thought he had AIDS. It turns out he just has hepatitis C.
Okay, good.
Nothing to worry about.
Good.
He's fine. And he also gave all of us hepatitis C.
Oh.
But.
I'm probably going to need to go to the hospital soon.
I got mine in the mail. There's
well,
a letter. It
before
says
you
have
do
Pepsi.
That, let's finish the podcast. And then we'll drive you over there.
Sorry.
So, Matt, have you been playing anything interesting?
I have. I've been watching people play some interesting stuff.
Okay.
In addition to playing some interesting stuff. Kyle has been playing through Resident Evil 2. He beat the Leon disc. And now we move on to Claire. He got bought it on my PS3 on the download service because PSN is back up.
Finally.
Yeah, it's really cheap, and it was really cool. I haven't played that game in years, and it's neat to see through it again. Kyle has just this crazy... He's played the game so many times, he remembers every single thing and every secret. And the thing is, like, when I played that game, I was always struggling for ammo. And he always had so much ammo and so much healing stuff, and it made me jealous. Because when I played that game, I was always had such a hard time.
Yeah. I know my way around that game almost as well as I know my way around Zelda Williams.
Very good, sir. Very good.
Damn!
I was waiting for it.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. She's mine!
We can share.
There's not enough Zelda Williams to go around.
Oh, God.
And then my other roommate, Alex, just got a... When I say roommate, I mean people who share a house with me. We don't all live in the same room. We have our own rooms.
Housemate.
Housemates
is what you're trying to say.
Fuck buddies is what I'm trying to say. Oh. My other fuck buddy, Alex, he just got Demon's Souls yesterday, and I was watching watched him play that for like 4 hours yesterday.
Nice.
And holy shit, that game's awesome. I'm going to play it.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
I'll show you the
play
other game, too.
Tomorrow, because I don't have work tomorrow. I think I'm going to play that. And I'm almost done with Spirit Tracks.
Nice. Amazing game.
Yeah, I started playing again because I'm like, I got to get a 3DS, and I know I'm not going to play DS games anymore, so I got to finish the one I really want to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome. The only problem with it is the training does get... By training, I mean sailing around on your train. Mm. Does get a little tedious.
Yeah.
But especially by the end, like it's not that bad at first, but then when you open up the whole world map...
Right.
You're like, oh shit, now I gotta go all the way back there.
I mean,
even though it doesn't.
I think really the only way, the reason I got through that was the music was nice. And so I just kind of sat there and, you know, left my DS open and listened.
I feel the same way about that other people did about Wind Waker, because at least Wind Waker, you got control and could warp.
Mm-hmm.
In this game, you can't warp and you're just
always on the set path.
You can't
warp instantaneously.
Yeah, and you're always on the set path.
Yeah.
But you do end up, every realm can drive to the tower.
Right.
And then you can, yeah.
Yeah. Is that it?
I think so. I'm going to also start playing Knights of the Republic soon, this week.
Cool.
Start reviewing that. I mean,
So, Nick, have you been playing anything in addition to Resident Evil?
You mean Kyle.
Kyle? What did I say, Nick?
Yeah.
Nick's dead. Sorry.
Nick 2.0.
Nick's not confirmed dead. They found his body. It's, you know, it had a little damage done.
Look, mm-hmm. We have a replacement Nick.
Right.
So.
Kyle? You're your own person, Kyle. We don't feel that way about you.
Sure, Nick.
Oh, I strive to just be Nick, so if you guys just want to call me that, then I'll feel much better about myself.
Okay, Nick, well, that'll make it easier.
Yeah, it's like single-way email. Like,
that'll make it easier on all of us.
You know, what's funny is that Kyle, actually, for his birthday, he met up with Zelda Williams, and he was playing with them titties.
Holy crap. What a lucky guy.
Yeah, just kidding. That was me.
Oh. I was kissing up on that sternum.
So, aside from Resident Evil and Zelda Williams, what have you been playing?
Really, just that. I've been kind of... as of today... I think I've committed to frantically seeking out a copy of Parasite Eve 2 for the PlayStation 1, because I haven't played that game in some years.
Mm.
And I remember it being really great. I think like the one copy I found was on Amazon for like $200.
Good God. Did you try like eBay?
You know, I don't know. What I'm really kind of upset with is that why would you put the first Parasite Eve on PSN for download and not the second one?
Mm. It's sort of a different game, isn't it? I think I have a copy of it still.
Oh, right. Man.
Fucking God.
Oh, shit.
The cheapest it is used is $36.95.
All right, well, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
New, right. $199.
Right, it's like rare. And the difference is because the first one is more like an RPG, not necessarily turn-based, but you know it's styled just like another Squaresoft game from that age, as where the second one kind of takes on a whole like Resident Evil combat style, and you know you can upgrade weapons. It's one of the first games I can remember where you can actually upgrade your guns, and it has a great storyline.
Hmm.
Yeah, damn, son, this game is expensive.
So I feel like once I get a hold of a copy of Parasite Eve 2, I might play through it and maybe let you guys know how it goes.
Cool.
Just for nostalgia reasons.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck. Listeners, if you know where to get a copy, let us know. Email us, wtpodcast@gmail.com. Alex, have you been playing anything?
I found my DS. Did I say that already?
I don't think so.
Okay, I lost my DS for a year, and then I realized it was in my backpack. I took it with me to Florida when I went to this conference, and I completely blanked on it.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I've been playing New Super Mario Bros. For the past 2 weeks.
Cool.
It's a great game.
I beat it like 3 times, and then I would just delete my account and start again,
mm-hmm.
which is probably stupid of me, but...
It don't matter.
Fuck it. Fuck you. Fuck you, people who think otherwise.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. I played a little bit more of L.A. Noire. Actually, I'm pretty far in the game.
Cool.
Do you like it?
I really like it. Here's the thing, though, is I like the investigating and talking way more than I like the shooting. I don't think the shooting is that fun.
Hmm.
It almost feels tacked on. Like, it feels like a different game. Because it's just weird for Cole to mow down, like, 6 guys when he's just a cop. When the rest of the game is kind of realistic.
Super cop.
Yeah, but it's
Robert
it's really great. The only problem is that you do homicide before you do vice, and vice is way less interesting to me because it's just like drug dealers and stuff. And homicide is the story's like a serial killer kind of story.
And, so those are two different chapters?
Right.
Okay.
Different stages in the game.
Gotcha.
Well, I mean, everything progresses by chapters, but also you keep getting promoted throughout the game.
Hmm.
And I definitely agree with Matt. I feel like homicide should have been the final.
Well, especially because don't they say homicide is the top, and then you get back down to and then they're like, oh wait, now you're on vice.
Right. And I can't imagine there's any way to do spoiler alerts on the podcast.
No, but it's not that big of a spoiler. But I think the reason why you do vice later is because vice ties into the overall story, which is told through the newspapers in the game about drug dealers and stuff.
Okay. Cool. Angel?
Haven't really been playing anything, just been watching TV series.
What have you been watching? Because you've been watching some pretty good stuff.
Just finished watching Castle.
Good.
Caught up to the 4th season, or whatever season it's up to this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then started watching Firefly because of Nathan Fillion.
Very good.
And watched a movie, Serenity.
Mm-hmm.
Serenity. And that's it, basically, I think.
Oh, wait, if we're talking about movies we watched, me and Kyle watched Gun.
Starring
50 Cent and Val Kilmer, written by 50 Cent.
Wait, is it really written by 50 Cent?
It really is.
50 Cent?
It's on Netflix Instant. Everyone, please go watch this movie. It's terrible. 50
Terribly
Cent is,
awesome.
50 Cent is a gun dealer in Detroit that only has 3 employees. One of them are recently paroled Val Kilmer, who took the heat for 50 Cent in a crime and saved him from 20 years in prison.
Aww.
It is amazingly bad and so funny. Val Kilmer
is very old.
He's like 55, and he tries to look like he's like 20, and it's so funny. And it's only 80 minutes long, so you're not going to be putting much time into this movie.
Perfect.
And I really suggest that you watch it.
All right, well, let's see. What have I been playing? I've been playing Brawl. That's probably it. I've been trying to get as much E3 gameplay footage as I can find. I've been watching a lot of that. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Cool. So,
yep.
I'm Nick today. That's what Nick says. Cool.
Okay, gotcha. All right, Adam's News Hour. New stuff that came out. We got Alice Madness Returns for PS3, Child of Eden.
Wow, that came out?
Yeah.
Huh? I didn't realize it was 1996. Oh, shit, American McGee!
Child of Eden came out for 360, which looks very, very good. Alice Madness Return also came out for 360. We got Wii Play Motion. And then the game of the century, Duke Nukem Forever, came out. Finally.
Oh, yeah.
To everyone hating it.
Yeah. Go out and buy that, and then don't open it, because it's not a good game, apparently.
Don't give them money.
Upcoming games. Ocarina of Time is on June 19th, and June 21st is Fear 3. any gaming news?
I just want to say that Duke Nukem... You should just go buy Duke Nukem on Duke Nukem 3D on Xbox 360, like on the arcade. It is so well done.
That is a great game.
And, I mean, they updated it to run smoothly on the Xbox. It looks fine still. And they have this really cool feature where you can rewind if you die instead of having to start at whatever save point. It's a really neat game still, and don't play Duke Nukem Forever because it looks like shit, and everyone's just been saying it's terrible.
Yeah, it's gotten some pretty bad reviews.
Yeah. Kotaku's made fun of it. Cracked made fun of it, I think. Yeah, like, everyone's making fun of it.
It looks almost as good as Half-Life 2.
graphically, it looks almost as good as Source Engine original.
Did you say graphimathically?
Graphimathically, it definitely has the math. There's a lot of math involved.
Sorry, I'm messing up my words. All I can think about is tickling Zelda Williams in a park.
Well, it's okay, because that's a good thing to think about.
It's a great thing to think about.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I tickle her with my dick.
Alright.
Okay.
I tickle the shit out of her.
In her insides.
Dick.
So, any actual gaming news?
Yeah, news. I want to have sex with Zelda Williams. It's real big news.
Let's see.
On all the stations. Fox News.
We know that the Wii U is not going to be able to play DVDs or Blu-rays.
That's not news. Everyone knows that.
I didn't know that.
We knew that
at E3.
I was hoping otherwise. But they hadn't confirmed it until recently.
They said it was proprietary software.
They said that that's what the games were. I was in denial. You're right.
Fucking idiot.
But now it's confirmed and I'm sad. Because that sucks.
Don't be sad. Think about Zelda Williams.
Oh.
We have this whole new thing. I think we should just quit talking about games for the rest of the time as the podcast runs. It should just be the Zelda.
So it just be 50 minutes to half an hour or an hour and a half of us making sexual sounds.
We will expel our greatest sexual fantasies about Zelda Williams. On the podcast.
And then you listeners can write a novel about it, and then we'll read it on the next podcast.
Fuck yeah, I'll read that novel.
Okay, do you guys want to hear my opening line to my erotic novel that I've been planning for a long time?
More than anything.
Maybe I'll change it to Zelda Williams is the main protagonist. Antagonist, I don't know. Here it is. I want to enter you. I want to enter you like Kramer entering Jerry's apartment, shaky and unexpected. that's just a teaser. Expect it this fall.
I like it,
and it's coming out in book. It's gonna be narrated by Robin Williams. It's gonna be really weird because it's about his daughter.
Perfect. Best teaser. Best original soundtrack by Weezer.
My novel's a soundtrack by Weezer.
Alright, let's do the main discussion. We're just going to talk more about the Wii U and see how long we can talk about it.
I vote 10 hours.
Perfect. Alright, well, let's start with a question. Why now? Why did they decide to announce and release this now? Why not wait?
I know why.
Why?
Because Call of Duty sells millions of copies on the other system and no copies on the Wii.
I see.
And I don't mean specifically just Call of Duty, but that's a good example. It's because there's no big selling third-party games on the Wii.
Angel, that's why. our local Call of Duty expert, what do you think about this?
I agree. They're missing out on a huge market right there. It's a lot of money to be... But it's going to depend on what their online is, so...
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is about community, and they don't have a strong one.
I don't necessarily think it's about community though, because those games sell phenomenally on PS3 as well.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm saying because the fact that you were able to go online and play with your friends,
right? Exactly. Easily, and that's all it is. Is really they don't have to have an Xbox Live service, and I don't expect them to, because Xbox Live, I don't want to pay for their online service, and I don't think
they
want to.
Well, that's where everyone else is heading towards, because that's what PlayStation did too with the PlayStation Plus.
Mm.
No, I think but companies are heading towards making you pay for their games. I mean, they're already doing that for the next Call of Duty, so I think...
Yes, but you don't need to pay to play online with
this
friends.
This time, you know, I think that... Xbox Live is seeming more and more, the fees are seeming more and more, you know, extraneous. They're not necessary anymore. Especially when when you're having to pay a monthly fee for Xbox Live on top of a monthly fee to pay a game,
mm-hmm.
or play a game, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So if that happens, I don't really see Nintendo charging for online, and I hope Sony stays with PlayStation Plus as an
option.
Well, I mean,
people are already paying for, like, Netflix and, Curiosity on top of paying for like Xbox Live and PlayStation Plus.
No, but Netflix is you're getting a service to get a film. If you're just getting something to
across
get
multiple platforms.
If you're getting something to already play, you're paying to be able to play games that you're already bought for $60 to play them online through
right,
a Microsoft
it would be like,
system, and then you're going to be paying an additional fee to play that game online after you've already paid the $60 to get the game.
Right, it'd be like buying a movie and then coming home and having to activate the movie for $5 or something.
Or it's like paying $20 to buy a movie
and then
paying
watching
an additional,
it online.
No, like paying an additional $5 so that you could get the behind the scenes second DVD.
Hmm.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to do that with my DVD.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go pitch that to the marketing company that I start with Zelda Williams. Sexual tension.
they're just gonna start companies together. I'm gonna start a family together with them.
Aww.
So.
Fuck you. That's my family.
Oh,
give me my family back.
Anyway, I think it's a tough sell to sell an online service. I'm not sure how Microsoft does it, and I'm not sure how they'll sustain it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure Nintendo's service will be PlayStation-ish. And I hope I hope it is.
Iwata, there's an article on Kotaku. I'm sure it's elsewhere.
Yeah, I just read that.
So he really didn't say a lot. It was just a bunch of business talk, basically saying, we'll tell you stuff later. But, you know, from it, he's basically saying that they want it to be more than they have now. They want it to be at least comparable to what Microsoft and Sony have. And they want developers to be able to do, you know, whatever they want with it. They want it to be flexible. And they want it to be good, quote unquote. So,
yeah, no.
At least they're thinking about it. Whether or not, you know, they'll actually do something worthwhile with it.
I think they're going to try something, whether it's going to work or not.
Well, they tried the Wii Speak, and that.
Well, no,
did
you
not
have
work.
To. Again, I give companies credit for trying stuff. And
sure, but
I see where the idea is going. I give them a lot of credit for it. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I don't knock the company for it.
Yeah, but I mean, Nintendo especially has the trend of trying something and then if it doesn't work, completely dropping it and not trying anything similar to that ever again.
Well, and that's what you should do. You shouldn't just keep on investing money in something that doesn't work.
Well, I mean, take for example, like
Kinect.
yeah, exactly.
Wii Kinect 24 was supposed to be this big thing that let the Wii be always connected to the Nintendo server and you would be downloading stuff constantly and they could
send
you everything.
That's great to hear, but this is something that came up at that point. What the hell are you going to be constantly downloading at 24 hours a day?
Anything. Trailers, demos, information about games that are coming out.
That
something,
sounds like
anything.
A waste of bandwidth.
It does sound like it sounds awfully stupid.
My point there is that they came out with something that had a lot of potential and then they gave it no support.
I don't think it had any potential. That was the thing. They just had no idea. Like it seemed like a good idea at the time, and they said, "Well, this is something that might be useful," and nobody had any idea with it. Like, oh, we have this online functionality. Why don't we try this out? if we have an idea in the midway through it, we could put something in. But if we don't need it, we're just going to drop it. Realistically, right. Why the hell do you need 24 hours connectivity?
Right, and besides that, it's at the expense of your internet service. I can definitely understand being mailed demos weekly or something like that. I think doing something like that would be really cool, but I can't see any reason to be constantly downloading game trailers and.
No, I don't think that was for. It was for updates and stuff, but it didn't end up doing anything.
But I don't know what kind of updates it would be doing. The updates take so. Are so quick to download.
Right, it turned out something that everyone turned off because it made your Wii really hot.
Yeah.
And
wait, Adam, do you still have yours enabled?
Hot like Zelda Williams?
Yeah, I do. My Wii is not plugged in right now, but I've always had Wii Connect 24 enabled.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
And I love it. Too. I love it when the little blue light comes on, but it never happens.
It's don't because it only that. Happened late at night.
Yeah, when trying to sleep, and that shit is bright as fuck, even on slow
it's a nice,
even
relaxing hue
setting,
of blue,
it's just
though.
Still bright as hell.
Who was it? It was Ubisoft. They were saying something, with their Ghost Recon Online, they want players to be able to come up to the Wii U tablet and see, different kinds of stats all the time, anytime. They just, walk up to the TV, the system's not even on, they can turn on the tablet and see whatever they want. So, that's kind of, the same thing as Wii Connect 24, just moving forward onto the Wii U.
And that's actually something useful for the Wii Connect 24, right?
The Wii Connect 24 isn't a useless idea. It's a useless application of a fine
because nobody has any idea. Yeah, nobody has any
idea
how to use it. It's some of these ideas are only as useful as the creators, as people make the ideas for.
Sure, Connect.
Sure. I wouldn't even just say Connect. I would also say even the Wii
Move.
Itself and the Move. We call it a gimmick. Yeah. It's not the idea of having these things aren't a
Wii
gimmick.
Motion controls.
They're not gimmicks. Sorry. What becomes a gimmick is the way companies decide to use them. Nintendo doesn't make really gimmicky games out of with the Wii.
Third party companies do.
Third party companies are the ones that are really notorious for it. It has not gone anywhere.
Welcome to shovelware. So, we really don't know anything about the online.
And I guess I think it's too early. It's just too early to speculate. It's not something we should dwell. I don't think it's something to dwell on.
Well, what do we want from
it?
What
do you mean it's not something to dwell on? I think it is something important for some people.
It's definitely important.
But there's simply not enough information. And I think we know what everybody wants pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Everybody wants
Zelda Williams.
Free porn.
Free porn. Oh, well.
And Robin Williams.
Of course.
And Zelda Williams.
Zelda Williams.
Whoa.
Oh, Robin Williams would be okay.
Robin Williams porn,
did you see
Adam?
His beard, though? That's pretty amazing.
It is pretty great.
Yeah.
I could tell you what I want from the Wii U.
Okay.
And that's dual compatibility between both standard, ridiculously bulky controller and a more classic controller. You see something.
They do. They already have that, though.
I don't know if that can necessarily happen, though, because I'm not in it for the accelerometer, gyroscope. Those are what feel like cheap gimmicks to me.
You know what's gonna happen is they're gonna just release a classic control that's completely wireless and that uses the Wiimote's frequency. I bet they're gonna do that.
Yeah.
Right. But then at that point, does it render the games that require accelerometer and gyroscopes useless?
No, because it will still be in the controller. The PS3 controller has a accelerometer in it, or a gyroscope or something.
Accelerometer.
Right,
it has an accelerometer. So, that's possible. It's not hard. They can do that. Yeah. And I bet you they will.
Right, because I can't see myself, with this big-ass controller, constantly moving it back and forth. It's just not the type of video game system.
Every game is going to use that.
Right, and they do support all of the Wii controllers, so you have the Wiimote, the classic controller, the nunchuck, and everything else.
And it plugs into the bottom of the controller, right?
Well, they do have an expansion port on the Wii U's bottom, but the Wii remotes themselves can connect to the Wii U, so I don't know.
Right, and there's no
reason
why...
Yeah, but I'm talking about the classic controller. That's the...
No, right, but you can plug in the classic controller to the Wiimote. You don't necessarily have to do it into the Wii U controller.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Right.
And there's no reason why you can't use the right stick or something instead of moving the gyroscope.
Right.
I'm sure they'll figure it out. I don't think they're going to force you to move.
Yeah, probably for
around.
More conventional game, like for like more right. standard games, they'll try.
In
not
Zelda,
to use...
I'm sure you're not going to have to look. There's not a periscope part of the game or something. Like
they'll probably use it for like another beetle type weapon.
The flying beetle.
Yeah, the flying beetle, which is, I think works fine. Like it looks like it works fine.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, compatibility with the Wii controller is a cool thing. It was good for them to keep that around. But I mean, even the Wii itself is never really a system I was interested in buying. I mean, I played it with friends. I played Wii Sports.
It's funny because you bought so many other systems, such as none of them.
Right. Well, I mean, if it were up to me. And I had, you know, all the funds. I would own the system, but I see myself probably PC gaming more than anything.
But that's even I have to admit this, that's sort of a dying breed as we go along.
And it's an entirely
it's always been a dying Alex. Breed. Everyone's been saying it's been a dying breed for like 10, 15 years.
It's
now.
A dying it's just a shrinking market.
It's a shrinking market. It's the ideal system, but the thing is, it's being overtaken by consoles right now, and the gamers are idiots. Like,
no, the thing is, it's the DRM issues that are killing.
No, it's not. It's not any singular issue. It's a bunch of issues with PC.
It's actually a difficult thing to. It's difficult to manipulate. You know, the common person cannot. Most people cannot just pick up and play it with a PC. They have to have some background.
I think you know what I think the main issue with PC gaming is the fact that. All the PC games that come out require the latest hardware.
But
it's, require to be
it's
on top
also
of those
really great. I mean, the it, fact no, that you could be playing, you know, something like a brand new game that looks much better than it ever would on a console.
Right, but you have to constantly upgrade your PC. And that's the problem, is that when a console, you buy it and it's good for the next half a decade.
Right, and that's why I say if I had the means,
okay,
I'd probably resort to PC.
But you don't.
What I'm saying is that PC gaming is dying because of that. Because no,
because
not a lot of people
want it. Because
it's
too expensive.
Right. When you can buy a couple consoles, you can buy multiple consoles for the cost of building a gaming PC.
And you can play the same game on all of them.
Right.
You know, except for the Wii.
You know, Adam, you asked the question, why now? Why make the Wii U now?
Yes.
And it's sort of... Of course, Nintendo has to do it because the Wii's dying, essentially, because they don't have anything else coming out for it.
Well, I mean, I think part of the reason it's dying is because developers are now working on Wii U projects.
Yeah, but the HD adoption has been a little, you know, significantly higher since 2006. I mean, that's the other issue. But also, I think it's also a price issue. It's probably, this is the best time in terms of pricing of the hardware that they could sell a system at an affordable price, at a relatively affordable price, hopefully.
Well, that we think. We don't even know what the price is yet.
No, but I can't imagine them trying to sell this for more than $350.
Mm-hmm. Depends. I mean, who knows how much that controller really costs them.
Even so, Nintendo knows very well that they can't sell anything more than that much. I mean, their competitors are already $300 and they could drop their prices.
Right. Yeah, I mean, even though this is a next-gen system, it is going against current-gen systems, which are much, much cheaper than it.
Well,
right.
We repeatedly talk about this, and I still don't know, you know, what's next-gen going to look like. We might not see a PS4 for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We might not, and in Microsoft's case, I think that's really telling, right? Because Microsoft has this thing about, we're going to try pushing the Kinect. If they're really trying to push the Kinect, I think that's more indicative of them saying, this is going to be it for a while, guys. Right?
Right.
Maybe at least another 5 years before another system comes out.
Right. That's what they're trying to do. Whether they will or will not is another story.
Even if they don't go with that route, next gen, you know, if DirectX 11 comes out and developers start really going into that, I still have, you know, you sort of have to see what the graphics are going to be. Like, you have to see what that horizon is.
What's the current DirectX?
I think it's
11.
11.
It's at 11.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Right. I don't know that this is necessarily the time, especially thinking about the Dreamcast, right?
No, it definitely is the time. It's They need to get an HD system out there. Because sales are falling for the Wii, and they need something to renew the sales and compete with, you know, the mainstream games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they need the third-party support that's going to be available to them now that they have bigger discs and better hardware.
Right.
So, okay. I mean, it makes sense if you think about it that way, but, I mean, you know, we've said this before. What's going to happen when the PS4 and the next Xbox come out? Like, are they going to... It seems like they're going to be forced to make another console.
How can we even guess?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. Nintendo's making consoles every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they sort of sound like Intel in that they usually have like a 5 year. There's another plan already on the horizon.
Sure,
there's
already
something there.
What they say is that when the current hardware fails to be able to do whatever new software idea they're trying, then that's when they start developing new hardware.
But like,
you know, whether that's true or it is just a small factor, I mean, I don't know. It's probably a combination of both.
You know, I think, let's say hypothetically, if the soonest time that Sony's going to come out with the PS4 is within, I can't imagine 2 years. Like, I can't imagine them even announcing anything in 2 years.
Probably 2014 or something.
No, they could surprise us. You never know.
I think they're going to announce them, next E3.
I could see them announcing in 2013.
But I don't know what they're going to announce.
Boomerang controller.
No, I don't know.
Ridge Racer.
I don't know what the games are. You know, I don't know what the games are going to look like. And that's sort of the big thing. Like, you guys talk about when we talked about what the next systems are going to have. You guys talked about, well, it'd be great having all this functionality to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great, but you can't sell a system based on functionality. Like, the number one thing you're going to do is you show something on the screen, and it has to be a lot different than what the current system is, current generation is.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hard enough sell, I think, at the time even, especially with the price, of going from, like, GameCube and Xbox graphics to Gears of War. And Gears of War looked great. It looked better. But there are some people on the fence about it because they were saying, it's not that much. You know, we're not talking about a jump from PlayStation to PS2.
Right.
Or NES to Super Nintendo. That's not the type of jump we're talking about. So, for Microsoft and Sony to have to make a system that looks even better than the PS3, it has to be substantially noticeable, and even though the PS3 might not look as, you know, the games look better on PC, it doesn't look that much better.
Yeah,
it doesn't look like a whole lot better. So I'm a little skeptical about, like, when they're really going to be able to make a new system. And by that time, I think Nintendo's sort of banking on, you know, they'll have whatever resources available to make their new their next system.
Right, and I'm kind of curious about that, like, because, you know, if Microsoft and Sony do in fact wait 4 to 5 years, Nintendo will have such a huge lead in terms of, like, money.
You know, absolutely,
they will have the resources to make a new system if that time comes, but then
The Wii U is obsolete so quickly.
Well, not so quickly.
Quickly, if we're talking, you know, 5 years is not quickly for them. Nintendo's thinking
4 years even. I mean, that used to be a standard.
Yeah, so 4 or 5 years. PS2 was around for 7, 8 years,
mm-hmm.
Right?
And then also they did say that they want the Wii to continue selling like the PS2 did, but honestly, I don't really see that happening.
I definitely see that happening.
Happening, especially if they drop the price even more.
They can probably drop
if it's $100.
I guess
they can drop that thing. I think realistically, Nintendo can drop it even more, and they can still profit.
Do you think they'll still support it game wise, or do you think people will just buy old games?
I think third party shovelware stuff will still come out.
I think Nintendo, because anything that comes out for the Wii will also work for the Wii U.
Right.
And so if you just advertise it that, you know, it works for everything, your kids just, you know, they'll have the largest demographic.
Is already a one up for Sony, which PS2 games don't work on the PS3, so.
Yeah. So they already have a big disadvantage there in some cases.
So but then why, well, okay. I was going to say, why would people buy the Wii if they could just get the Wii U and play Wii games? But I guess if it's significantly cheaper and they don't want Wii U games.
Well, that's right. I think the reason for Wii U, and I really, you know, my whole thing before E3 was, does Nintendo really need anybody other than the casual market? And apparently the answer is yes. Nintendo really does want the hardcore market, at least more of that market. They can't just survive on the casual.
Right.
Right now they're trying to split the difference, right?
Yes.
They're
trying.
That's tough. You know, that's a very tough thing to do.
Especially with such a non-traditional controller.
Yeah,
like, honestly, it shouldn't matter, but it does.
There's a lot of things going against Nintendo right now. And, you know, Dave had made the point last week that Dave and... What was your friend's name? I forget.
Will.
They made the point about, why would you want... You know, if you're already in the hardcore, why the hell are you going to buy a Nintendo Wii U? All your friends are getting the games for the 360 or for the PS3. Why get it for a Nintendo system at all? Which is a good question. Which is a very good question.
Well, I think... Go ahead, Kyle.
I think that third-party developers are really going to have to carry the weight for this one and actually, you know, be the ones to save Nintendo in a sense. They're just not going to be able to break into that market without, you know, EA and Ubisoft and all the different companies really employing the functionality that the Wii U is capable of.
Well, I think
that is an interesting question, though, because, I mean, they've made it clear that it's going to be easy to port to and port from, but...
Right, but
you know, why,
is it going to be the same game, or is it going to have features?
Like, why... I mean, it still seems like... If it's going to be a direct port, why would you buy it on the Wii U? I mean, maybe that's the only thing you have, but most people have a PS3 and or a 360 at this point. So if that's the case, why would you buy it on Wii U unless it does have extra features? In which case, the developers still have to do extra work like they did on the Wii.
Okay, well, why do people... I mean, you have a 360 and a PS3. Why do you buy some games on one console over another?
Graphics?
No,
but I mean, I don't
mostly
think that,
so Bayonetta, I remember researching which one was a better version, and it was the 360 version, obviously, because the PS3 one was pretty much broken. But I mean, most of the time, if it's available for 360 and PS3, I get it for 360 just because of achievements.
Right.
Really?
So, yeah. Like when I first got my 360, like, I promised myself I wouldn't do that, but you know, I can get something extra, why not? I mean, it doesn't matter.
So what I'm saying is that you have your retarded reasons, and I'm sure other people have... I get... When I have both 360 and PS3 as an option, I usually get things for PS3 because the 360 is a broken piece of shit, and it likes to break down.
Games that are, like for Dragon Age, I know it was worse on PS3, but, like, I was running that... I was playing that game for 80 hours or something like that, so... My PS3 is not going to melt on me like I did on the 360.
Right, or here's a better reason. Because you're already playing... this is a reason that makes total sense to me. It might not make sense to you, Adam, but I'm sure somebody else will agree with me. I already have assist... Even if I have all three consoles, I have one already even turned on or, like, plugged into my TV or even just on the right channel. It's like, okay... Well, I know I'm already going to be playing Zelda on the Wii U and Pikmin. Why not get Call of Duty on this as well? Because it's already set to that channel. Like, it's just so convenient to get everything on the same system, right?
It's laziness.
It's laziness.
No, that's just laziness, though.
Yeah, but
because it doesn't take that long to switch.
Yeah,
okay.
I've got all my consoles plugged in.
I got my
plugs
in. It takes 2 seconds to
press
the input.
It is sure laziness,
but sure,
though.
That makes sense.
But no, that's another...
Well, the other thing that makes sense...
That works.
The other reason that makes sense with that scenario is Nintendo definitely has the strongest first-party games.
Right.
They're not going to show up in any other system. So the advantage here is...
All of us are inside excited for HD Mario.
Well,
or
not
HD
even...
Zelda.
Not
only
that. It's not just all of us. I mean, it's pretty much anyone our age who plays video games.
No, that's what I'm saying. All of us. Like, all of us all
gamers.
So hypothetically,
the Nintendo, like Nintendo right. franchises.
So Nintendo's what Nintendo may be banking on is we
that
not only that, like okay, we have currently the strongest system out of three. We're gonna have the nicest looking games by far, probably. Even if we port it, you always have to port down to the low. They usually port it to the lowest system out of the strongest, right? So the worst it's going to look is like a 360, perhaps. Mm. But
heaven forbid,
Nintendo's system is going to look best on Nintendo's system. Mm. But on top of that, you're going to have Nintendo's games. So of all systems, you know, if they come out for all three, if you have an EA game and an Activision game coming out at the same time, you have Zelda coming out or Metroid coming out, people are going to most likely already have the Wii U already set up. They're going to already buy the one that has the nicest looking games. They'll buy, and hopefully they're assuming we'll buy the Wii U game, right? Over the 360 version or the PS3 version.
Yeah,
but that's an assumption. That's you know, you're hoping that's the case. You don't know if that's going
to
be the case.
That's the case for me. Like I also get games for the PS3. Like when I have to rent them from GameFly, I rent them just because I like it looks better on the PS3.
Sure.
Yeah, than it did on the 360.
Or you know, the format.
I get multiplayer games for the 360 only because I know my friends are going to be playing them, and the only multiplayer I'm going to get is a Call of Duty game or Battlefield.
I don't know if the Dreamcast. Oh, go ahead, Kyle.
You know what probably looks best on the Wii U?
What?
Virtual Zelda Williams.
In HD.
I knew you were going to say that, man.
Oh, man.
Bump mapped. All her bumps are mapped.
Oh, oof. Man.
We need it right now.
Did you guys
see some of the ideas about what specifically like Japanese games are going to do with the Wii U? So they're basically going to use the controller as like an X-ray. So you can see through clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zelda Williams.
Yeah.
Nintendo, if you're listening, we need that game right now.
I think Nintendo owns Zelda Williams, so...
They must.
It's a deal for Robin Williams.
They made her. They made her.
Nintendo, I'll give you $20. Zelda Williams, you're worth more than that, okay? But I'm not a rich man, and you know that. I'm rich in personality.
But do you guys have any like ideas for what kind of like new gameplay can be developed with this?
No, I think the touchscreen. I mean, it's just like DS games, like big DS games. I think that's cool because it's just like it doesn't have to be that different. But little things like marking the map on Spirit Tracks helps so much.
Mm-hmm.
And because you know sometimes you'll forget stuff. Like, I forgot completely where I was going in Spirit Tracks because it's been months since I played it. But then I looked at my map, and I had circled, like, go here. And I'm like,
that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's where I go. And then I went there, and then I found exactly what I needed to do.
Can you imagine playing, like, okay, let's hypothetically, you play Call of Duty online, right? You don't have to press a button to get the screen of all the stats. You have all the stats on the fucking tablet while you're playing on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, this
that works for me, man.
What it really means for hardcore games, for the you know, the games that people who play games religiously want to play, it means they'll have a cool extra feature. What it really means for Nintendo in terms of selling games is that they can compete with iPad and iPhone games like Angry Birds and stuff. You can sell those for $2 on WiiWare or whatever.
But do you think they're going to do that? Because, I mean, with the current WiiWare setup, they have only, like, licensed indie developers doing stuff.
I know. I don't think it's going to be as open as Apple's service, but I'm sure they will put the most popular games in. Like, it's so obvious what they're trying to do with a tablet type setup.
Well, I
mean, and it makes sense because those games sell. Like, who wouldn't be like, okay, well, okay, I can have Angry Birds on here too, so I can, you know, take a break from Zelda and play Angry Birds on, you know, right here in when I'm already playing another game. It's just another thing. You can sell people.
It could be in 3D too. You could shoot the bird from the tablet onto the TV. Boom.
Oh my God, that's a Jesus great Christ. Idea.
That's
Adam,
an
you're
awesome
genius.
Idea.
Number one selling game.
Adam Curry, send a letter to Nintendo saying I need to work here. And also my friend Matt needs a job.
I want to I want to write an email to Sakurai and beg him to let me work on Smash Brothers, but I need to learn Japanese first.
I'll give you the, you can just download Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, I know.
Torrent that.
Just write him in English and say, learn English, you motherfucker. This is America.
Be like, write him and write Bill Treehan and be like,
did you guys see the gameplay footage from, I keep forgetting which one it is. It's either Killer Freaks or Freak Killer. It's from Ubisoft.
Killer Freaks?
No.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I did.
See, I'm very excited about that kind of FPS control, about moving the controller around as the camera.
Maybe. I don't know. It looks okay. It's very rigid, but I mean...
You think? I think it looks really smooth, actually.
No, I don't want to play like that.
I mean, yeah, I don't really want to play like that. It looks okay. I mean, that's kind of exciting, but as long as you can do traditional controls. The game itself, though, looks like Ubisoft up to their regular, we're just going to design a shitty game that will sell on this system.
Yeah, we'll see about it. But I also like the idea, like, that game introduces, like, the one player with the Wii U controller can basically spawn enemies from a top-down view. That's pretty cool. And, like, the other player with, I guess, the classic controller basically had to fight off the waves of enemies that the other player was spawning.
Oh, yeah, that is cool. And that would be cool for, like, Left 4 Dead or something.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, a tablet is, like, prime for an RTS type of control.
Right, Pikmin 3.
Yeah. And then, like, I don't know. I mean, to me...
Yeah, but with games like that, wouldn't you need someone else there playing with you? Would you be able to play that online?
Which?
No, but just think, you could alternate. You could play the game as the heroes.
Online, I'm saying. Because didn't we talk about how, like, multiplayer in a room is kind of, like,
dead.
Dying off?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, so, like, games like that require to have people around you all the time.
No, they don't.
I'm saying, would you be able to play a game like that online?
Yeah. Why not?
Like an RTS?
No.
Like
not
what?
RTS. Like
FPS?
The freak, yeah, the FPS one where you spawn enemies and
shit.
Yeah,
why not?
I don't know.
You lack imagination, man.
Like, I think... I'm pretty sure I mentioned this in one of the E3 podcasts, but, like, it seems to me, at least right now, with only one Wii U controller per console, and, like, up to four whatever else controllers, that the person with the Wii U controller has an advantage because, you know, this controller can do any amount of things that the other controllers can't do, whether it's like...
Well, that's if they give... if the developer gives that controller an advantage.
Well, I mean, there's got to be something. I mean, why else would you use that controller over another one?
It could just have all the stats on there.
Well, whatever. But, I mean, it seems like there's going to be some sort of advantage to using this controller over the other ones. However, the advantage to using the other controllers is that you have up to four players doing something, perhaps against this one player, like in... I think it was Chase Me, the E3 demo. Like, they had one person running around, basically running away from the other players, and they had an aerial map, and they could see where everybody else was, and the other four players were trying to find that one person. So in that instance, you know, the player with the Wii U controller had the advantage of seeing where everybody was so they could avoid people really easily, but then the other four players had the advantage of having four players and possibly outnumbering this one person. And I don't know. I see that as maybe an obstacle in games, or maybe like a pitfall that people or developers will fall into.
Well, you don't necessarily need to make it. You can...
Right, no, you're right.
Just having the controller doesn't necessarily...
Having to use it. Like, you don't have to use it that way. That's if they decide to go that route.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's a criticism. What if you're a fat kid and you don't have friends?
Uh-huh.
And
everyone hates you.
No hope in sight of ever having friends, and your parents just lost their jobs. They can't afford the internet anymore.
Oh, my God.
And now you can't play video games. And also...
Yeah, what do you do with your Wii U, then?
You'll never have a chance
And you never have a chance
like
with
Zelda Williams.
Okay.
Right. Oh,
that's a terrible life right there.
Right. Basically everybody on this podcast but me.
Hey, my parents have a job.
Oh,
I have internet.
I don't have internet.
But
I'm
like,
actually using,
you know, the way I described, I think is only particular to like a versus type of play. But then, like they showed in the montage demo for the Wii U, that you know you could kind of do either like a co-op thing with the controller or a pass and play kind of thing. So like that brings to mind the golf demo they had. So you put the Wii U controller on the floor and basically everybody uses it, and they use a Wiimote in addition. So it's basically like this shared console or shared controller that everybody uses, which, you know, that's a good idea. But again, that does require, or it doesn't require, but it would be better with more people.
An application like that is really like, that's one thing we really can't even guess at right now, how they're going to use controllers, because they haven't shown us any games.
Yeah, like it's all, those are all just examples of like what you can do, but like that's not the only thing it can do though. I'm pretty sure it could do more than that.
I'm going to guess that they're going to release a game along with a system. You know, they're going to have a Wii Sports equivalent, and it's going to have stuff.
Wii Sports U.
And it's going to be
Wii Sports University.
And it's going to be the same. It's going to be the same idea, right?
Right.
So, they have so many ideas. There's so many cool ideas you can do with it that you can not normally make a game out of.
Mm-hmm.
That they'll try to sell.
Wii Sports University would be great because you could play lacrosse, beer pong, and date rape. Uh-huh. Is one of my favorite college games.
I think it's everybody's.
Actually uses the map where you have to find a girl to rape.
Perfect. Yeah, well, you have to find a location to best rape her, and then publicly shame her and call her a whore when she tries to report you.
So it's like Sneak King, but for Wii U.
Is there a stoning feature too? Does this take place in Jerusalem at the year zero?
Yeah, college zero.
Well, yeah, well, you remember one whore's life in your genetic memory. Yeah. That's what happens.
You're a bro who's remembering date rapes that his ancestors have committed.
And you have old school bro parties where all your friends get together and you just drink a lot of mead.
Is it called Bros
Creed?
Yeah,
you run on walls.
Is it called Bros Creed?
Yeah.
All right, if there's
bro code.
If there's anything I know about the past, is that parkouring was always around. Always.
Yeah. Look for bro code. 2012. If you reserve it on PS3, one of the people you get to date rape is Jade Raymond herself from Ubisoft.
Not Zelda Williams. Though.
No, Zelda Williams.
She'd never commit off to something limits. Like that.
She's off exclusive limits. To Nintendo, and only the first few people to pre-order the game.
You have to send in your codes.
Not even Nintendo, man. Oh my gosh. Such a babe.
What was I going to say?
You were going to talk about the concern over the Wii U controller's possible lack of durability.
No.
Okay, yeah, they're probably going to release a really shitty controller that just breaks immediately.
No,
that's
my
guess.
Have you ever dropped a console controller? I have.
Yeah?
Well, it's because you're clumsy and really stupid.
Fuck
you.
Oh
my god. Imagine dropping that one.
But I mean, yeah, no, it's Nintendo, so they're going to make it, you know, able to survive
right
a nuclear war.
It's got an LCD screen on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, guys, have you ever dropped a PSP? I drop it all over the place. What the fuck are they thinking putting a screen on it?
I'm sure people have dropped PSPs.
They're going to have a string
attached. Pretty sure someone's dropped something.
Yeah, but no. But that's just like, everyone dropped a TV. Fuck! Why do they make TVs?
No, I mean, but the Xbox 360 controller, for example, is a very durable design. Same with the DualShock. You know, this is a console controller. It's gonna have to deal with some household wear and tear.
Mm-hmm. Everything in your house has to deal with that.
I'm not worried.
Well,
about
not really.
That at
I
all.
Mean, your TV once you put it down, you're never touching it again.
Yeah. I don't know. I worry about, because I mean, the Wii U controller's got all those fancy things.
If you put it on the ground to play golf,
but I mean,
so does
the Game Boy, and so does the DS. And I mean, we've seen, you know, those consoles survive
guys,
a lot of punishment.
You might have to be able to
put
a more
wrist
careful,
strap on it. You'll be fine.
It might be too much to ask. What
don't,
I really
don't
think
stick
is
your
that,
dick in it.
Well, stick your dick on it, but not here. I think
you can take a picture of it and email it.
Yeah,
to
I might
friends.
Have to outline my dick.
Right.
It needs some literal bells and whistles. Like I want to be. I want this thing to make a lot of noise.
Uh huh.
So I know
it
where it is.
Has a speaker on it, so
well,
we're good.
It has speakers on it. So I mean, you're halfway
right,
there.
But you know, you're
make
rounding
some
a corner.
Noise.
It's like a midget. You're rounding a corner. You don't fucking know if he's there or not. You can't. It's not at eye level. What if I step on this shit? I'm gonna feel bad. Need some bells and whistles so I know where it is at all times.
I don't know why you feel bad about
and it's
stepping
charging
on midgets.
Dock. That's where it's going to be.
You know, here's the thing is I worked with a midget in a cubicle environment. And I was always afraid of killing her, like, on accident. And maybe not killing her, hurting her.
Are you talking about Jen?
Is that her name? I don't know.
Yeah, her name's Jen.
Okay. Aww. Jen, right?
Jen.
Yeah, she was nice.
She was.
Yeah, but this is a legitimate fear. I'm just like, what if I round a corner and kick her in the face or something? Like, this is a legitimate fear. I don't know if you've ever worked with, like, a little person, but it's scary. Because I'm like, it's not like everyone's going to be understanding. Oh, Matt, we understand. She's tiny. You're 6'2". She's, like, 2'8". Like, we understand. It's really hard for you to see because you're a tall man. You're not looking at the ground.
It's sexual harassment is what it is.
Right, but I'm afraid I'm going to kick her like a football. Like, I'm going to punt her into the next row of cubicles every time I round a corner. And it made me, you know...
You've got some pretty strong legs there, Matt.
I do. I walk. I have a very long stride. You know, I'm walking, you know, 6 or several meters every time I step.
So about 3 to 4 midgets length.
Right. And I'm kicking. Like if I was in Little People, Big World, I'd just be kicking, just wading through dozens of these people as they go flying.
What the hell are we talking about again? Midgets!
Like Sauron in the opening of Fellowship of the Ring.
We're talking about the durability of the Wii U's controller.
I will send midgets flying like Sauron sent elves into the air with his mace of power.
You know how they could solve the durability issue? You just tie a bunch of midgets around them.
With belts around their necks. I know. But then I fucking take out a midget and my Wii in the same kick. Oh, right. Man, I've wasted so much money.
They're squishy.
You're right. They'll really look so... Oh, you put the Wii on their back, so you kill the midget, but they save the Wii.
They're squishy. That's awesome.
What's the guy... What's his name? Randy Newman?
Short people have no reason to live, right.
And you know what? I'm giving them a reason to protect my Wii U controller. Protect the Wii U.
There you go.
Because oh, God, you're such a saint.
But how much
saint,
will they cost?
Because
that's the big issue here.
Look,
you know,
you just
$350
give them a lollipop,
plus the midgets.
You give them a lollipop, and you fit them in your pocket.
But they have
to
be those really big lollipops. They can't be like Tootsie
Pops. Yeah, but then you put them in your right in your pocket. It's okay.
Yeah, and Sony's got the PSP Vita that comes with a free baby tied to your Vita. Like,
woo!
It's just like, you know, get a Vita instead.
Vita! All right! Rock and roll! Sunshine!
Oh, so, who do you think... Like, do you think that the casual market is going to buy this system?
I hope so.
But
you don't think so?
It's a tough sell.
I don't know.
It definitely won't sell... I don't think it'll sell as well as the Wii did.
Well, right, why do you think the Wii sold so well?
Because it was new. And it was a novelty.
Yeah.
And it just happened... I mean, it was a lot of things. It happened to catch on. It had a huge word-of-mouth thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With a certain demographic that it didn't really know about games. It was a perfect storm of things. I don't know. I can't see that happening again. But who knows?
Right. Here's the scenario for you.
Okay.
I am Donna. Okay?
Yes. Hi, Donna.
I co-own an assisted living facility.
Okay.
We have a Wii. Old people, we play the Wiis with the old people on Thursday.
And Zelda Williams comes on Fridays to visit and play Wii
right.
U.
She comes every day when
she
she's
does,
with me.
And my good friend Kyle makes out with her in the kitchen. I tell him to stop it, but they don't.
Uh-huh.
But anyway.
It's because she's trying to make Matt jealous, get his attention.
Right.
And she goes all the way with him. Butt stuff. You know.
Right, but the old people... they ask themselves, is there something better out there? And there isn't. You know, the old people, they don't know that there's something better out there. They don't watch TV. They won't see the advertisements. They don't know what G4 is.
Okay, but just think about this. Wii's coming out in 2012. All the old people will be dead by then.
Oh,
I think that's why Nintendo's still going to be
dead.
Supporting
we'll
the Wii.
We'll all be dead by 2012.
Good point.
Simply because they're not... This is more of a system for, you know, one person, one house, right?
Right.
Not necessarily.
I mean,
It's not something, and
Iwata sort of alluded to this. You know, with the Wii, it's everybody. You have four controllers. Everybody's playing fucking Wii Sports all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the ad that they first show, mom and dad, or, you know, dad's watching the baseball game and you're playing games. You're sitting next to him, but you're doing your own thing based on that one system.
Well, I mean, the thing is that it's a combination. It's we, as in a group of people, as well as you, as in an individual, and they show that off by having the one person with the Wii U controller and then four other people with another controller.
Even then, right. though, it's hard to have somebody that... Like, the two types of people you're going to have in terms of the really casual market are people that already own a Wii, in which case, most of them don't, you know, forget trying to sell them HD graphics. They don't care about HD graphics, and they're already going to say, well, I already have a Wii, why do I need another one? And then the other people that you're going to have are people that don't own a Wii, and they're going to be asking, well, why do I want this brand new thing? What does it have to offer for me?
And that's definitely something Nintendo has to prove to casual gamers.
Well, that's why I don't know if this is more geared towards them. The Wii was specifically geared towards casual gamers. And what they were hoping was that it would expand upon... I think what they were hoping, at least, was that it would expand upon the game market so that, you know, hardcore games could go that direction also. And it just didn't happen. You know, I could see it happening if more companies actually adopted it. I think it would have been better, but it just didn't happen that way,
right?
Or at least the way they expected it to.
Another thing is that the Wii's controller is very, very simple. It's a wand with a few buttons on it, and a lot of the time you don't even use all of the buttons. You just use the motion controls. Whereas the Wii U's controller. You know, I guess maybe the same thing could be said. We can't really say right now because we haven't seen games, but, like, it's... Looking at it, it's a much more complicated controller. It's got a lot more going on.
But it's a simple controller with complicated stuff on it.
Yeah, right. You don't necessarily need to use the complicated stuff on
it. But what I think Nintendo wants to happen is they want... If they lose any casual gamers, they want to make up that with the people who just bought PS3s and 360s. They're hoping those and I think it will to extent. Now that they're coming out with a system with best graphics, I think that you know, some of those dudes will go for it.
Right, but unless they come out with some fantastic game, you know, I use this example all the time, but like Halo or like Call of Duty, that people will only get that experience on Wii U. Like, I don't really see a bunch of hardcore gamers buying the
Wii
U.
Oh, I definitely do see a game like
until,
that.
Wait.
Zelda.
Right, until first-party games like Zelda or Mario come out.
Okay, how about this? Every time you kill Arab in the next Call of Duty, a real Arab person dies in real life, and you get to see it is texted to you. How about that? That could happen with Wii U. It could come up on screen.
So it's... You're saying that Nintendo has adopted the surrogate technology.
Right. It's surrogates. Okay. It's gamer all over again. If you die in the game, somebody dies for real. Hopefully a brown person.
Do we get wall screens?
Alright, I'll even go further. I'll adopt the box concept and say every time you press a button on the controller, somebody dies.
40,000 people die.
Can we have a game that makes kittens give birth to even cuter kittens every time we press a button?
No, that definitely can't happen. Maybe
it's already overpopulated.
Maybe a Leapster, you fucking faggot. What's really going to happen? Let's face it. It's coming out in 2012, probably December 21st, 2012. This thing's going to launch.
Right.
You're going to press buttons, and then the first person who plays it is going to kill the whole world.
Well, no. Nintendo, they need to release it before that date so they can have enough money to build a spaceship to escape the apocalypse.
No, they already have the spaceship.
Right, to save John Cusack, of course.
You mean to save Zelda
and K-Pax. No,
yes,
K-Pax.
Her too.
Go K-Pax.
He's going to be eating whole bananas on this spaceship. It's going to be crazy.
Seriously, though, now I forgot what the hell we're talking about.
Seriously, though, K-Pax looks like Bono.
He does look like Bono. I have to agree on that.
It's subliminal messaging. Watch K-Pax, listen to U2, be alright.
God.
Do you guys think Zelda Williams like K-Pax? Like, do you think it'd impress her if I knew a bunch of weird facts?
No.
K-Pax facts?
No.
You think if I directed her to
my
website...
Maybe if you knew a bunch of random facts about her father.
If I directed her to my website, mattskpaxfacts.net, do you think that... It would actually be Matt's K-Pax facts and facts, like FAQs.
Right.
So it would be So it would not only be facts, it would be frequently asked facts. Questions. It's a great website. Zelda, if you're impressed by it, this website I haven't made yet, please hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Friendster, MySpace, any of those and all of those. Please, nude pics and stuff, and we'll hook up.
Matt, I'm going to make you a bet, okay?
What? Yeah.
All right. $40.
Okay.
Oh,
that's done.
Serious money when you're poor.
Mm-hmm. More money than I have.
Zelda Williams goes and gets coffee with me before she gets coffee with you.
$40.
All right. We're
and also
listeners, you heard it here first.
Okay, I'll raise the stakes. $100.
All right. I'll see to your new stakes.
No. One. Zelda Williams lets me in her unprotected before she lets you in her, even with a condom on.
I can't do that because I don't know if I'm interested in that yet.
Can I get that money if she doesn't do it with either
of
you?
We shook on it, guys. No!
You shook dicks?
We shook dicks on this.
Okay.
So, you heard it here. If Zelda Williams turns up pregnant soon, you know who did it.
And if she doesn't, I get $100.
Okay, Adam gets $100 from whoever.
Sweet.
I don't know. I don't care.
Taxpayers pay Adam $100.
That works for me.
Everybody else should suffer, not us.
But I don't know. It's really hard. I mean, it's cool to speculate about the Wii, but I wish, and we will have more facts soon, I'm sure.
When?
No, we won't.
When is the
we
next,
won't know anything until it comes out.
When is the next conference?
TGS is September, I think.
Okay. Do you think we'll hear? We won't hear anything at like PAX, will we?
No.
Nah.
Maybe their demos will be there.
I hope so. That'd be cool. All right. Well, that's probably all we can talk about. So let's go to emails.
Hold on. Readers, email us, wtpodcast@gmail.com. Tell us what you're excited for about the Wii U and tell us, you know, what kind of games you would like to see on it.
Oh, there's only one thing I want to say. Oh, before back up a little bit. The one thing I do want to say, though, is... Does anybody find it funny that Nintendo does a better job making a media-friendly, like, hub kind of system than both Microsoft and Sony?
How so?
Like, Nintendo's essentially figured out, like, they have a sort of a major piece to making...
Missing?
That the other two systems are sort of missing. And it's basically... Ooh. A controller interface that allows you to do stuff really easily without having, you know, that goes right
now,
on the screen.
Now, if only they actually put a DVD player in a damn thing.
Well, no, I mean, so Nintendo's...
Damn it, Nintendo.
Or a hard drive.
As much as I want that, Nintendo doesn't want to make that kind of system, but Microsoft and Sony do. And you would expect that Microsoft and Sony would have made, like, a tablet kind of thing to be able to control what's on the screen. You know, something like that, that would be like, oh, we could do, you know, you could type on this thing and you can
what
type on this
saying
tablet. What
you're saying doesn't make sense to me so far.
So, the whole thing for Microsoft and Sony was that their video game systems were supposed to be media hubs.
Right,
he's
basically saying...
Yeah, but there's still
the
video game system. It's like their video game systems with the potential to be they want to be.
Well, the thing is,
hardcore.
They're terrible as media hubs, and part of the reason they're terrible as media hubs is... It's all thumbs.
Because it's an afterthought.
No, it's all thumbs. Part of it's all thumbs. You can't, you know, you have to use a controller, or you have to pay extra to buy,
you
like...
You can use Kinect.
And the Kinect is the only time that it got a little bit better. Like, the Move...
So, like, are
Kinect.
You saying they should have a different interface for this?
No, I'm just wondering why, like, Nintendo came up with an idea that makes it so much better to make it into a media interface. And
why
the other
does it
two,
make it better?
Because it makes things are a lot more efficient, things are a lot easier to use. It took them 5 years to come out with the Kinect, and the Kinect is a great idea to use as, you know, to use as that interface. But a tablet's an even better idea
because you can click on it, and you think that's like faster than using like a joystick.
It's a hell of a
and it's easier because it's visual. It's not when you have to look at a controller.
No, as in
what does that mean?
As in if you have a joystick and you're going to, you know, you're going to tabs, it's going to be impossible to use a browser on that thing, right?
Okay.
Right.
But if you have a system like the Move, which is not, you know, or the Kinect, or even better, if you have something solid that you could put your hand on, like a tablet, that's an even better way of manipulating stuff that's on the screen when you're trying to promote something that's supposed to be so easy to use, a media hub for everything.
Okay. Right. See, I was thinking more along the lines of like Netflix and like music services.
Well, music services, the easiest one to use is basically on the PC or on a Mac. It's easier to use on a computer simply because you have a keyboard and a mouse. The mouse, you just end up clicking it instantaneously. It takes several clicks to just get it onto, you know, to get something with a D-pad. It's ridiculous.
I think Pandora on my original Palm Pre is really easy.
Yeah, fuck your Palm Pre. Let's go to emails.
Fuck my Palm Pre. I hate it too.
All right. Email time. I'm pretty sure this is just somebody sending us
an article
from Kotaku.
Are you talking about Dustin Redman?
Yeah.
No, he submitted this to Kotaku too. It was him. And also, Dustin, great that you listen.
Wait, are you serious?
But also, Dustin is the one who hated me. So fuck you, Dustin. Guess what, Dustin? When me and Zelda Williams are getting married, you're not invited to the wedding.
So wait.
Guess who's going to be my best men? Noah
me.
Harned, Gian Piero. They're going to be there.
Nick Cavetto.
Nick Cavetto. They're going to be there in my wedding party. You're going to be an outcast, you know, jerking off to your little Nintendo 3DS. Nobody gives a fuck.
No, he is my plus one. You're coming with my plus one. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
okay, so
you're going to get to fuck this surly Puerto Rican fucker. What?
Is Dustin really the one who sent it to Kotaku?
Yes, and he's really the one who hates me.
That's awesome. So,
that is also on both accounts.
Awesome, okay.
He
so
hates
Dustin,
me because
Dustin
he's
says,
jealous
up,
that I get
up,
to
I'm
bang Zelda
it.
Williams.
All right, hey guys, me and my friend were playing our 3DSs while waiting in line at E3 to play the new Nintendo Wii U. First of all, Dustin, give us impressions, please.
Yeah.
Tell us everything. Give us pictures, give us videos, give us nude pics, whatever. While we were waiting, a nice gentleman from Nintendo asked us if we wanted to fill our Pokédex with more Pokémon. The dude from Nintendo then opens his 3DS and replied, "Hey, I just tagged Miyamoto." Me and my friend were in shock. The very thought that we could possibly tag Miyamoto's 3DS was mind-blowing to us. So my friend opens his 3DS to find out that his 3DS is tagged Reggie and Iwata. I open mine, and to my disappointment, I had not tagged any of them. Sad face. The guy from Nintendo informed us that the only way to know that these Miis are legit and not fakes is that they wear gold pants and you cannot create a QR code for them, meaning you cannot share these Miis with other people. You can give them to another person who has a 3DS, but then you would lose them from your plaza. Needless to say, I stayed in the 3DS section the entire day trying to tag these guys. I was able to get Reggie, Iwata, and somebody else from Nintendo named Mia, who I believe is the creator of Scribblenauts. My 3DS ran out of batteries before I could tag Nintendo. When I greeted these Miis...
He says Miyamoto.
What'd I say?
Nintendo.
Oh. Miyamoto. When I greeted these Miis at the plaza... Shut up. When I greeted these Miis at the plaza gate, they would say something like, "My name is Reggie, and I'm from Nintendo." As opposed to their country. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Like a regular me would say. I've included some pics of these Miis in my plaza. Reggie's me really looks like him. Thanks for reading my email, Flash Nova.
Awesome.
And he sent us pictures, which I guess we'll throw up on Facebook. But that's incredibly awesome that we have a reader who got Nintendo Miis.
Yeah, how did you get to E3? Why were you there? I'm guessing you live in LA.
Invite us.
And also, yeah, invite us. I promise that I'm way cooler than anyone in person, even if you don't like me on the podcast, which I know jealousy and stuff.
I will bring
also,
you Four Loko. I'm so much more
curious.
Than
I'm curious.
I can
to
buy
know
all
if,
the Four Loko you want.
I want to know if he went last year and if he was actually listening to us last year, because maybe we bumped into each other.
Should have told us, we would have maybe gotten some way to get you on the podcast, but whatever.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Yeah,
all
also,
right.
Angel's a faggot and everyone hates
Gian Piero sent us three emails.
He hates you,
this
Matt.
This is the first one. Post E3. "Hey guys, I really like this year's E3 podcast a lot, unlike the last year's with 5, 2, and 55 minute one, just a tad too short."
Yeah, it's funny because Adam did those and he's clearly the worst.
"So I have completed your mission. I counted how many times you said the actual company names, Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo, and how many times that Kinect, Project Natal, and the 360 was mentioned from Microsoft.
Do you have a job, for fuck's sake?
He's 16. Give him a break.
PlayStation 3, PS Vita were said for Sony, and the Wii, 3DS, and Wii U were said from Nintendo. So, listeners, if you remember last time, or a few times ago, podcast, during the E3 ones, we asked you all to count how many times we referenced these, and Gianpiero was nice enough to do it. So, Microsoft has been said 9 times. Natal, Kinect, Xbox 360 has been said 59 times. Sony has been said 18 times. PS3, Move, and PS Vita has been said 74 times. Nintendo has been said 18 times. Wii, 3DS, and Wii U has been said 49 times. So technically, Sony should win. But in my mind, Nintendo won because of what they had to offer. The releases and your reaction to the announcements. Especially when Smash Bros. Was announced for both 3DS and Wii U. Now, for Nintendo's console, I'll probably just call it the Nintendo U and not the Wii U. It seems pretty cool, but I probably won't buy it. My Wii/N64 still works, so there's no need to get a revamped Wii, even though it's a lot more powerful than the Wii.
Convince you otherwise.
Yeah, otherwise. Maybe. We'll see.
That's our goal now.
Quick question. I'm playing Wind Waker right now, and I was wondering, what are those glowing circle-looking things at random places in the ocean?
Treasure.
If you go there and use the hookshot, you will claw down into the ocean and pull up a treasure chest.
And
they have money, usually, or sometimes like the secondary items, like, what were they, the feathers and necklaces and stuff.
Or just a picture of Zelda Williams' smile, which is worth a million treasures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or definitely. Rubies.
Those are very rare, however. So you gotta search for those. For those Nintendo pin cones, I have like 3 or 4, so what do you want me to do with them? For instance, are we going to compete for them like an essay or some sort of video game related challenge?
Something like that.
Yeah, that's a good question. We'll think of something once we get some. But
you beat me in Call of Duty, you get them.
Email them to us and we'll hoard them until we find out what to do with them. But that's really cool. Thank you for doing that. Your Eiffel Tower fan art has to wait till probably August, because that's when I'm going to get an iMac. But all in due time.
Hey,
until
GMP,
next time,
can't wait
guess,
for that.
Farewell.
Guess what my birthday is, August 4th. That'd be a great birthday present.
Ooh, this one has images.
What?
Oh, okay. All right, Gianpiero. Hello, I'd like to share my latest Ocarina recording with you. Oh, okay. So he got the Ocarina app for iPhone, and he has given it to us. So I guess I'll put that at the end of the podcast. Cool.
Okay.
Let's see. Another Gianpiero. Oh, nice. Okay. Zelda fan art and stuff. Hope this is a lot better than the one I had before. It's freehand. It's Link, Oceus, and Tetra from the Phantom Hourglass. The first Zelda game that I beat. Zelda game that I beat. I know, a little late, but I guess it's better late than never. Since then, I've beaten Ocarina of Time, and now I'm playing Wind Waker. Last podcast, you asked what's better, Mario Kart or Diddy Kong Racing, if I'm not mistaken. In my opinion, I had the fondest memories of Diddy Kong, even though I own Mario Kart, and I do play it religiously alongside GoldenEye and Ridge Racer. So my favorite would still be Diddy Kong. Hopefully you'll stick to the same times for podcasts, because I finish class on the 17th of June, so you got to keep me occupied for the summer.
We will.
And if anyone is getting OOT 3D, please put the music CD that you can get for it for a forum or in the podcast so that I can listen to it. Bye for now. And he attached 3 pretty good fan art images. So I guess we'll share those and put them on Facebook. Thanks, John Piero.
Are they midgets?
They're midgets just with Zelda pictures strapped to them. But Gianpiero, I will say, we will stick to the schedule, have them out every week like we do. Also, you know, don't feel ashamed that you're getting to things late. You know, you're young.
Like puberty.
You're young. Okay, just because you don't have any hair down there, don't worry about it.
Just because you weren't born when some of this stuff came out originally.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It's cool. Like, I go back and play games I haven't played in a while, too.
Right. Don't let people condescend to you. When people say, like, oh, you fucking didn't play this old game, it's because you're young. You know,
you fucking didn't play this old game?
Huh. What you need to do is you need to get a time machine and get older.
Right. Don't worry about that. You're young. You play the new games. You can play the old games later if you want. As long as you're playing the games, as long as you're passionate about them, nobody gives a shit. You know, a person like Alex, everyone fucking hates that guy.
Fuck that guy.
And everybody should hate me.
He's Asian. Nobody likes the Asians.
He's an angry Asian.
No, I like his respect.
Asian. Alex, we should start a new website for you, theangryasian.com.
Oh, so, okay, sorry. Nobody likes Asian men. I love Asian women such as Alex's hot cousins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As much as Zelda Williams or...
I'm saving okay. myself for her.
You know what? I'm tired of all this comparison. I'm not going to... Okay, I promise. I will not... You know.
You will not.
I will not ejaculate until it's either inside Zelda Williams or Alex's hot cousins.
Oof.
Wow,
that's a lot of blue walls.
So it's going to be... Bam. It's going to be filling them up. They'll be pregnant several times over by the time I'm done with them.
That's quite a mission.
So you heard it here first. That's my point.
Yeah, we'll have to check up on you.
Send us emails. Also, Gian Piero, where the fuck are those other pictures that you sent us an email about those other pictures from?
Oh yeah, the ones from Germany.
And then you never sent them. You never sent them. So where's that? Where are those pictures from that email?
So send them now,
please.
So listeners. Like Gian Piero said, if you've got unused codes, whether they be like little Nintendo codes that come in first-party games or maybe some, I don't know, Microsoft points, Sony points that you're not using, give them to us and we'll hold some sort of contest and the winner will get them. So that'll be cool. One more thing before we get to contact information and stuff. I have a code from Nintendo Power. If anybody has Street Fighter for the 3DS, put this in and you will get a Platinum Level 7 Chun-Li Trophy. So the code is HJEKWN capital E BX capital G. And apparently it's case sensitive. So there you go. I don't know what that trophy does, but it looks shiny. So if you have that game...
And you get welcome. you get a Chun-Li upskirt. You get to see your crease.
Oh, well, I'm sure you can rotate it in 3D and, you know, 3D panty shot. What's better than that?
You get all up in those panties.
Mm-hmm. All right, tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialport.proboards.com. That'll take you to our forum where you can talk about stuff with us. You can email us at wtpodcast@gmail.com, become a fan on Facebook at Zelda Working Title Podcast, and follow us on Twitter, ZeldaWTPodcast, and of course... Rate us on iTunes, give us a million billion stars, because we're awesome. So, thank you, Matt, thank you, Alex, thank you, Angel, and happy birthday, Kyle.
Yay! Good night!
We'll see you guys next week.
Yeehaw!
Hey guys, it's Adam again. As I mentioned, Gian Piero sent us a song from the Ocarina app on his phone, so we're going to include that. If the rest of you have any kind of song or music that you'd like us to include on the podcast, certainly feel free to do that. Email it to us, and we will definitely include it. Thank you once again, Gian Piero, and we'll see you guys next week. Enjoy!
Okay, here's my tweet, Alex. I said, I hope memories of this stupid... It was because we were watching the Ubisoft conference, and it was really fucking boring, and they were showing Assassin's Creed.
No, and Mr. Caffeine.
Mr. Caffeine!
Yeah.
And I said, I hope memories of this stupid conference are saved in my DNA so my ancestors can be forced to relive my boredom.
That was a great tweet. I think I got a tattoo on my shoulder.
I think that's my favorite tweet I did it. Either that one or the ones about Tom Clancy being a racist and shooting blacks and browns.
That was so good, too.
I thought he shoots browns and Russians.
Well, no, because there's this part in Ghost Recon where he just, like, all of a sudden you're unloading on a crowd of people. And I said, finally you can, like, live out Tom Clancy's fantasies and kill all the blacks and browns not even involved in conflicts.
Man, he hates Spicks.
He's just American. He lives on a aircraft carrier, I'm pretty sure.
Oh my god, did anybody see the fucking video I posted up on YouTube? I mean, on Facebook?
Of what? Oh, the little black. I saw that. That's old. I saw.
I know. I just caught it today, and I just couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah,
it's so fucked up.
Like
what is
boy,
it?
A
it's
boy,
a little girl
a
that has like a perm,
mm-hmm.
And the little kid goes up to her. He's like, "You look like a boy, a little black boy." And she goes to her mom. She's like, "Oh, everyone's bullying me. Tell me I look like a little black boy." And like her mom's like, "You know, it's okay. You know, it's only a perm. It's not going to last too long. And, you know, you're not really black anyway, so you'll be fine."
Don't worry.
Wow.
You're still awesome. A white girl.
White girl.
Like, I want to know where what that show is, because I want to renew it. Just like, I want to bring it back. Just for shit.
That was one of the earlier seasons of House MD.
It
changed a lot. Yeah. I wish.
Podcast is over, right? I got burgers to eat.
Oh, yeah. I hope Alex makes burgers.
No, don't sign in as me. Sign in as Working Title Podcast.
Pray to.
Can you tell Steve to say
Alien
Noir?
I really don't know. I seriously don't understand why they couldn't make it just a game on historical fiction.
Because it would have sucked.
Oh, my God.
Why?
You know why? Because
it wouldn't have sucked.
No, it would have made more
Whoa.
Sense.
Whoa! We got a lot of emails, all from Sean Piero.
I agree with Alex. I think that they should have just, taken the parkour out and taken the future-y aspect out.
Oh, whoa!
Well, it's based on, you know...
Guys, we have some listeners who went to E3.
Oh, cool.
What?
And they got...
Is that? I think that's a forwarded email.
Oh, is it?
That's a local area.
It's my work.
Adam, we should ask our listeners to pick out their favorite tweet.
Yeah.
From the E3 conferences. Let's see what they say. That would be fun to see.
How many emails have we gotten?
4.
Yeah, the automated system's
from one guy.
Work tomorrow, but
3 from Jean-Pierre and 1 from someone else.
Maybe Dustin Redman does listen to us? I don't know.
I hope Dustin Hoffman listens to us.
I hope Dustin Diamond listens to us.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All of those people definitely listen to us.
Are we almost ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm completely ready.
Dustin Diamond Dallas.
Yeah,
Page
this is.
To us.
I've seen this exact little blurb like on Kotaku.
Yeah, it was on Kotaku.
Huh.
This is the end Weird. Of the podcast, right?
Yeah. Yes. Give me 1 second.
Hold on, Dustin. Redman at Flash Nova. Let's see, who's he following?
Follows 28 people.
No. How do you see who people are following?
I don't know.
I don't know, Alex. I just really don't care too much about video games that aren't realistic. I mean,
are you kidding me?
Go home. You don't belong in this podcast. Go hang out with the Tom Clancy podcasters.
So, what do you guys think of Peach in her gymnastic uniform?
Wait, can I see a picture?
Are you serious?
Yeah, show me a picture.
Google Mario and Sonic at the Olympics 2012.
Okay, why don't you fucking show me a picture so I can jerk off to it, okay?
You guys jerk off to Peach too?
Everyone does.
You mean you don't?
At the London 2012 Olympic Games.
Well, I'm passing a law that I can only jerk off to Zelda Williams now.
Oh, man.
That's a good
law.
I want
to marry Zelda Williams. I want Robin Williams to be my dad.
If that's still her name, that means she's not married.
Right. I mean, she's our age, so.
She's 21.
She's betrothed to me. I got a boner.
Then her name will be Zelda Kimball.
Hang out with Robin Williams. I'll just change my last name to Williams. Maybe.
Yeah, I
Robin
would.
Robin Williams. Change my new name to Robin Williams II. And I'll be like, Robin Williams, you're the father I never had. And he'll be like, you're the son I always wanted. And I'll be like, let's hang out forever. While I bone your hot daughter.
All right, I found a picture.
A picture of Zelda Williams?
What's the big deal, Adam? She just shows legs.
It's more than she's shown in the past.
I mean, anyone who's flipped over her trophy in Melee has seen more.
Holy crap. Gian Piero actually counted the number of times we referred to, like, each company. That's
what
awesome.
What a fucking loser.
It's so good. Good. I'm telling him. Our listeners to do weird shit
good
to our podcast
him.
From now on.
Hey.
Awesome. Yeah.